In a dimly lit office, a man with brown hair receives a video chat.
Hey, kiddo.
Hey, Dad. Are you coming home soon?
Yeah, in an hour or so. What's up? Where's Mom?
I don't think she's feeling good.
I know. Don't worry. I'm working on getting her better. Okay?
In pajamas, the boy leans close to the camera.
Listen, I will be home with you very soon, and I'm gonna get Mom better, I promise.
Okay.
I'll see you soon, buddy.
See you soon.
The boy forces a smile as his dad hangs up. The man gives a heavy-hearted look. Later, he pulls out a box full of files. He removes one. It reads, Lloyd, Sophie, Mulberry Hill, California. This record is confidential.
You want anyone on overtime?
No, I gotta just go ahead and close up.
Okay. The auburn-haired woman nods as she glances between his face and the file. As she leaves, he pulls out his phone. In the warehouse, the woman writes on a clipboard. She stands in one of several pools of light in the otherwise dark room. All the lights shut off. She waves her arm and a sensor turns red. The lights turn back on. A nearby rack of clothes swings as if touched. She looks around, brow furrowed. Tentatively, she walks deeper into the warehouse, stops, looks back, then continues on. She reaches into another room and switches off the light. A figure appears in the dark. She turns on the light. Nothing's there. She switches on and off the light several more times, and each time a figure faces her in the darkness. Again, she turns out the light. The figure is only feet away. She jumps back, turning on the light, but nothing is there. Her boss uses his phone.
Very least, maybe you could get her to stop locking herself in the closet. Okay? Right. So we don't call it an intervention. We call it a...
Call?
He holds up a finger.
I saw something.
This thing is really starting to take its toll on him.
Paul!
1 second, please.
What?
There was something in the back room.
What do you mean, something?
I don't know. It disappeared.
Esther, I really gotta deal with this, so just go home, okay?
Be careful on your way out, okay?
He returns to his call.
Okay, so I'll be home in about an hour. Okay.
Paul looks at a photo on his desktop computer of himself with a little boy and a pretty blonde woman. In the warehouse, Paul passes under the pools of light toward the door, his keys in one hand. He stops and looks back. He sees nothing but the circles of light on the floor from the security lamps and the silent machines. Still, he turns around and walks back. He looks from side to side, then heads down another aisle of machines. The long-haired figure crouches several yards in front of him.
Esther?
The figure slowly stands. The lights go out. Paul waves his arms. The lights go on, and the figure is now only one pool of light away. Paul recoils. He glances to either side, then back, and the figure is gone.
Okay.
Paul breaks into a run. He trips and falls. He clambers to his feet and examines a giant gash on his leg. He straightens, and so does the figure, now only feet from him. Its long claw-like fingers stretch as it cocks its head and watches him with glowing, beady eyes. It steps forward, and Paul stumbles back. It stays just on the edge of the darkness. Paul glances at the light above him, then back at the matted-haired figure. He shoots a look at his office doorway and takes off toward it. Inside, he flips on the bright light. He looks out an observation window at the rest of the warehouse. He grabs a baseball bat from a nearby shelf and grips it tightly. He looks back out the window. The sensor shuts the warehouse lights off. His office lights flicker.
No, come on.
The light goes out. Paul backs up slowly, keeping the bat in front of him. The locked doorknob jiggles. Paul licks his lips, his forehead glistening. The door opens. Paul searches the darkness. He gets yanked backwards. Amongst the machines and tarp-covered mannequins, a pool of light turns on to reveal Paul's mangled body, his eyes scratched out.